Reginald Fitzwilliam Banks, age 2 weeks. Few things are as cumbersome as a giant railroad-toting octopus who can explode at any second. Unfortunately, in the wrong hands, or companionship. Few hands are allotted enough to hold him, you see. Reginald Fitzwilliam Banks is the most dangerous cephalopod in the world. Something you wouldn't expect from his posh demeanor. We begin with the Nation Maker.
Mr. Lorene, I hate to be a bother, but my stomach aches in a way most terrible. Sack, would you be a dear and scratch my tentacles? I can't quite do the job without sticking to myself. You don't mean to say... I mean, you wouldn't. Would you? She wouldn't. She couldn't. Miss Delorine, you didn't intend for my greatest purpose to be put to use with my demise, didn't you? I'm thoroughly offended if so.
And now Druox the Shredder.
Mr. Lorene, I hate to be a bother, but my stomach aches in a way most terrible. Sack, could you be a dear and scratch my tentacles? I can't quite do the job without sticking to myself. You don't mean to say, I mean, you wouldn't, would you? She wouldn't. She couldn't. Mr. Lorene, you didn't intend for my greatest purpose to be put to use with my demise, did you? I'm thoroughly offended if so.
And Bogus Bryson.
Mr. Lorene, I hate to be a bother, but my stomach aches in a way most terrible. Sack, would you be a dear and scratch my tentacles? I can't quite do the job without sticking to myself. You don't mean to say. I mean, you wouldn't, would you? She wouldn't. She couldn't. Mr. Lorene, you didn't intend for my greatest purpose to be put to use with my demise, did you? I am thoroughly offended if so.
And B. McCauley?
Mr. Lorene, I hate to be a bother, but my stomach aches in a way most terrible. Sack, would you be a dear and scratch my tentacles? I can't quite do the job without sticking to myself. You don't mean to say, I mean, you wouldn't, would you? She wouldn't. She couldn't. You didn't intend for my greatest purpose to be put to use with my demise, did you? I'm thoroughly offended if so.
And the port?
Mr. Lorene, I hate to be a bother, but my stomach aches in a way most terrible. Sack, would you be a dear and scratch my tentacles? I can't quite do the job without sticking to myself. You don't mean to say, I mean you wouldn't, would you? She wouldn't. She couldn't. Mr. Lorene, you didn't intend for my greatest purpose to be put to use with my demise, did you? I'm thoroughly offended if so.
And Rygai?
Mr. Lorene, I hate to be a bother, but my stomach aches in a way most terrible. Sack, would you be a dear and scratch my tentacles? I can't quite do the job without sticking to myself. You don't mean to say... you wouldn't, would you? She wouldn't. She couldn't. Mr. Lorene, you didn't intend for my greatest purpose to be put to use with my demise, did you? I'm thoroughly offended if so.
And Seraphim Swordmaster?
Mr. Lorene, I hate to be a bother, but my stomach aches in a way most terrible. Sack, would you be a dear and scratch my tentacles? I can't quite do the job without sticking to myself. You don't mean to say... I mean, you wouldn't. Would you? She wouldn't. She couldn't. Mr. Lorene, you didn't intend for my greatest purpose to be put to use with my demise, did you? I'm thoroughly offended if so.
Okay, so from what I heard, that sounded like Dylan's Russ impression. Anyways, and now, Lord of the Morning.
Mr. Lorene, I hate to be a bother, but my stomach aches in a way most terrible. Sack, would you be a dear and scratch my tentacles? I can't quite do the job without sticking to myself. You don't mean to say... I mean, you wouldn't, would you? She wouldn't. She couldn't. Mr. Lorene, you didn't intend for my greatest purpose to be put to use with my demise, did you? I'm thoroughly offended if so.
And the incomparable Sonic Mega?
Mr. Lorene, I hate to be a bother, but... My stomach aches in a way most terrible. Sack, would you be a dear and scratch my tentacles? I can't quite do the job without sticking to myself. You don't mean to say... I mean, you wouldn't, would you? She wouldn't. She couldn't. Mr. Lorien, you didn't intend for my greatest purpose to be put to use with my demise, did you? I'm thoroughly offended if so.
And Apotheria?
Mr. Lorien, I hate to be a bother, but my stomach aches in a way most terrible. Sack, would you be a dear and scratch my tentacles? I can't quite do the job without sticking to myself. You don't mean to say... I mean, you wouldn't, would you? She wouldn't. She couldn't. Mr. Lorien, you didn't intend for my greatest purpose to be put to use with my demise, did you? I'm thoroughly offended, if so.
And Carnage?
Mr. Lorien, I hate to bother, but my stomach aches in a way most terrible. Sack, would you be a dear and scratch my tentacles? I can't quite do the job without sticking to myself. You don't mean to say... I mean, you wouldn't, would you? She wouldn't. She couldn't. Mr. Lorien, you didn't intend for my greatest purpose to be put to use of my demise, did you? I'm thoroughly offended if so.
And Gavarok Feathernor?
Mr. Lorien, I hate to be a bother, but my stomach aches in a way most terrible. Sack, would you be a dear and scratch my tentacles? I can't quite do the job without sticking to myself. You don't mean to say... I mean, you wouldn't, would you? She wouldn't. She couldn't. Miss DeLorean, you didn't intend for my greatest purpose to be put to use with my demise, did you? I'm thoroughly offended if so.
And Martin Boo 0111.
Miss DeLorean, I hate to be a bother, but my stomach aches in a way most terrible. Sock, would you be a dear and scratch my tentacles? I can't quite do the job without sticking to myself. You don't mean to say... I mean, you wouldn't, would you? She wouldn't. She couldn't. Miss DeLorean, you didn't intend for my greatest purpose to be put to use with my demise, did you? I'm thoroughly offended if so.
And lastly, Russ.
Miss DeLorean, I hate to be a bother, but my stomach aches in a way most terrible. Sack, would you be a dear and scratch my tentacles? I can't quite do the job without sticking to myself. You don't mean to say, I mean, you wouldn't, would you? She wouldn't. She couldn't. Miss DeLorean, you didn't intend my greatest purpose to be put to use with my demise, did you? I'm thoroughly offended, if so.
Tragetree.
Yes, Dylan.
So this is what an octopus sounds like.
Apparently.
All right, Nation Maker.
Nation Maker, I really liked your read at first. The second line, though, it needed to be more like, oh, no, this couldn't be how life is. What? No, I can't believe this. But you were very creepy how you read it.
There's nothing... It's an octopus. Of course it's creepy.
Well, I mean, like, he's a prissy octopus.
Yeah.
It sounds like he comes off to me.
I wasn't crazy about this. You really need to try and put yourself in the character and figure out why what's going on when you're saying these lines.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times you're either, I get the feeling you're just reading them, or you're assigning an arbitrary emotion without really looking at the line and trying to figure out what's going on in the line.
Yeah.
You always have emotion, like you're never just reading the line, but a lot of times it feels like
it needs
the wrong
fit.
Emotion. Yeah. Druox.
Druox, I... really liked the voice and the overbearingness. It worked a lot for this character.
Yeah, I love the characterization. I thought this was so perfect, this voice for the role.
Bogus? I really like your breeds a lot, and, like, I haven't heard Ralph yet, and I haven't heard Sack yet, but I think if I needed to cast you in some role, that this could actually work for you, because I loved your reads. You had that thing going on.
I am just not a fan of your voice with these characters, but it has nothing to do with your reading. Like, you sounded like Oliver Twist in this.
You were a fantastic actor.
You really are, especially for being as young as you are.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, for me, your voices haven't really matched with any of the characters.
Yeah.
But that's really not your fault.
Macaulay.
I did not like your voice here.
I kind of like that he aged his voice. I thought it worked for the character, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This character's a matter of personal choice, as they all are. Like.
Yeah.
So. But. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I still want the octopus to be highly likable and everything.
Right. Which is why I didn't like his voice.
Yeah. The pot, I thought you sounded very posh.
Yeah. To me, okay, yours made me laugh out loud. It had a very, like, to me, this is what an octopus would sound like. It had a very, like, under-the-sea quality to me, and I don't even know what that means, but it sounded like this guy came from under the sea. I don't know. I really like this one a lot.
I would have to re-listen to understand what you're talking about.
I don't even understand what I'm talking about, but, yeah.
All right. So, Ragai, it's a really good thing that you've already been cast.
It's like his nun voice from Agnes of God.
Thank you. Yeah, it did.
I did like how he seemed hurt about his purpose, though.
Yeah, that was good. But,
Ragai's a slack, not slacking, but he's struggling tonight.
Yeah, it's a good thing he's cast.
What's he cast as? He's cast at, you're Anderson, right?
Anderson, yeah.
He
nailed Anderson, like, hands down. I wish there was some sort of quirk to your voice on that. I think that you could have totally gotten away with that if you had given an actual quirk as opposed to your very soft teacher voice.
His nun voice.
No, his therapist voice.
Yeah, his therapist voice. Seraphim, I like this a lot. It was super annoying.
It definitely reminds me of your Russian impression.
It's not... It's not that my Russ impression is not annoying. My Russ impression is amazing. I'm Russ.
It's getting worse the more you do it.
I know. It really is.
Lord of the Morning. The lighter tone kind of worked for me. I don't know. It's probably a little too realistic for an octopus.
As far as voice goes. Again, personal choice. I just wasn't thrilled with it. The acting was good, but I didn't like the voice.
Yeah. Sonic.
I like his grunts.
That you were the only person who actually made, like, my stomach hurts noises, as far as I could remember.
Yeah, I like how he sounded strained.
But other than that, my dear, you know I hate that voice. Why did you use it?
Mega, I've not been thrilled with tonight. I did like his first audition a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Apatheria.
Appa, I think you sounded a little too snooty to me, but, I mean, it could work.
Here's the thing with Apatheria. The thing about your voices when you do them is they sound the same as everyone else's voices. Like, they're very generic, and I want you to, like... You're super talented, and I want to hear, like, some voices that you do that aren't... that are, like, unique to you. Does that make sense, Chakotri?
Yeah.
They just sound very generic to me. And your own voice is so unique, and the choices you make...
Well, Ben feel like, has the same problem.
Yeah, I mean, they're like stock voices.
Yeah.
I don't know. So that was... I wasn't really too thrilled about that, because if we cast the octopus with that voice, there's nothing really unique about that voice. It's just generic cartoon character voice. And I think that... I don't know.
Carnage. I like that you smiled on the second line, and I loved your read on the last line. It was finally like... Things started picking up for me then.
Sounded too rushed to me, and it sounded too normal for an octopus.
Definitely too normal, but I liked the second and third lines.
Gavarok also sounded too normal to me.
I love his read on the last line.
I like Gavarok. A lot of his reads that I've really liked. I just haven't liked him for those specific characters.
Majin, I didn't like this. It sounded too much like the Eeyore version of an octopus or something.
I loved his voice for this. I don't have any clue what that accent was. It was like a new accent never before heard. And I liked how slow he spoke. I don't know. I guess to me, like, Majin to me is what Bryson is to you. Like, you've really liked Bryson, I've been kind of eh. And I've really liked Majin, you've been kind of
I have not liked Majin this night.
He's done some good stuff, I think.
Majin is a very capable actor, but I don't think he's shown it off too well.
You're a better actor than you are a voice guy, and a lot of times when you do voices, your real voice is still, there's still traces of that. So it doesn't really, you don't really slip fully into the character.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing Donald Duck, because your Donald Duck is win. Okay, Russ. I like the pause between sticking and to myself. I like your read a lot on this.
Yeah.
What do you think about Russ?
I liked it. It made me laugh. So.
Thing about Russ, honestly, tonight, is he's been like legit, but like he hasn't really to me stood out so much.
Yeah.
A lot of maybe it's unfair because I always expect Russ to be win because he's always win. Same with Mega, and like I don't know.
If they're not gonna be win all the time, then it's not unfair of us to expect. I expect everyone to be win all the time.
Yeah, but I think I put too much... I think I have too high of a respect for Russ, or, like, too high of an opinion, because I always expect him to be better than he is. And I think I put unfair expectations on him, because he's such a good actor.
Okay.
So I'm typically disappointed.
Who were your top three?
My top three were Pot, Druox, and Majin. I know Majin's out for you.
My top three were Gavrok, Druox, and Pot.
It's your call.
I'm going to go with Druox.
All right. Druox is cast as Reginald the Octopus.
Woo.
Oh, yeah. Are we done with this one? All right.